Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Rock and Roar Podcast.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Rock and Roar Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Roar, the host with the most, whatever that means. I don't know. It just kind of slipped off the tongue one day, and I just kind of roll with it. So today is episode 4, Thursday, September 30th, 2021, folks. This is the last day of September. This year has just been flying by, I know, with the whole COVID and everything like that, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, seriously, like, this whole year has just been flying by. The past couple of years have just been flying by so quick. It's like, as you get older, does time speed up? Like, Christ, come on, you know, I don't want to go through, you know, fast forward in my life. I just want to live it day by day, you know what I mean? But hey, that's the plan that the old man upstairs has, so we'll just roll with it. And as you can tell, that's my favorite thing to say, just roll with it. You know, I don't know, it just kind of rolls off the tongue. I know I'm not an original, I'm sorry, but I just keep it real, folks. That's all we can do. So today is Happy International Podcast Day, so woo, give it up for all your podcasts that you guys listen to. What kind of podcast do you guys listen to other than, you know, this for 20-30 minutes, and I know I appreciate you listening to it. I'm very thankful for everyone that's been giving me a listen and, you know, just giving me a chance. I'm still working out some kinks, so thank you for any feedback that you guys are giving, any thoughts, ideas. You know, I appreciate it all. Give it to me. I'm like a big sponge. You know, I'll soak it all in and we'll just see what we can do with it. But what kind of podcast do you guys other than this listen to? Do you listen to crime and drama? Do you listen to sports? Do you listen to movies? Do you listen to, you know, like news radio, all that? Some of the other podcasts I listen to, one is called Disgraceland. D-I-S-G-R-A-C-E-L-A-N-D, Disgraceland. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple. It's on all the major podcast channels. But what Disgraceland is they give you, they'll tackle one artist, and so they'll give you, like, their whole history, some of the crazy stuff that they did, some of the stuff that no one knows that they did. They just got a lot of good, I mean, they cover all types of artists, from hip-hop and R&B to classical to jazz. I mean, they cover everything, and it's really cool. The people that put it together are really good. I mean, like I said, they got every type of artist you could think of, so, and they're Sorry, we just had the Amish buffet for lunch, and whew, man, talking back, it was good going down, but that's always the scary part when you eat buffets, you know. It's good going down because they got all the different types of food, and, you know, your eyes get bigger than your plate, and next thing you know, you're like, holy shit, how am I going to finish, you know, 3 pieces of chicken and a steak and all this? But we went to the Der Dutchman here in Ohio. It's like an Amish kitchen restaurant. Very good. I mean, very good food. Great chicken. They had pulled pork. They had beef and noodles. I mean, they had noodles. I mean, they had everything. The only thing that they didn't have, which is really weird, because the past couple times that we went there, they don't even have macaroni and cheese. Now, what kind of buffet are you going to be without macaroni and cheese? I mean, come on, that's, if you have kids that are coming with you and you go to a buffet and they don't have chicken nuggets, fries, mac and cheese, pizza, you know, you are SOL, buddy. I'm sorry, but, you know, just try and find the places or get them to try new food. I know that's easier said than done, but just tell them it's something different. I don't know. With my nieces and nephews, when it came to eating, like vegetables and all that, they were all really good about it. I mean, all of them are healthy. They're growing young kids with bright minds, and they're really, really awesome. I love you all to death. But so Disgraceland's one that I listen to. You know, there's fancy football podcasts, of course. You know, got to keep up to date with that. Let's see. So Disgraceland, fancy football. There's a comedy one, Jim Brewer. He was on Saturday Night Live. He's most notably known for Brian off Half Baked. He's, you know, the guy that's like, who's coming with me, man? You know, that guy. But he's really funny. He does the best impersonation of James Hetfield from Metallica. If you guys get a chance, go on YouTube when you get some downtime and you're really bored. Look up Jim Brewer. I think it's like the Hokey Pokey. Some of you might know what I'm talking about, but some of you that don't, I mean, check that out. He does great Metallica. He does great AC/DC. You know, Brian Johnson, he does that. he's just funny as hell, but he's got a podcast that is pretty good. I mean, he talks about like family stuff and who he's on tour with at the moment, or, you know, just stuff that he's got coming up. And I mean, I'm sure he's got a lot of stories from Saturday Night Live, you know, back when it was good. And it just derailed. I mean, after the 2000s, not even 2000s, I'd say the 2010s is when it kind of started going off the rails and just was dumb. And I don't know, they just didn't have the good actors and actresses on there anymore. But, you know, they got new ones that are coming out. Well, sorry, I just kicked the mic. But, yeah, they got new ones that are coming out. So we'll see how they do. See if they can carry on the torch for old Lorne Michaels and Saturday Night Live crew. I mean, they had the greatest band back in the day, you know, G.E. Smith and the Saturday Night Live band. G.E. Smith, guy is a great guitar player, underrated. He plays in a bunch of, like, he plays for Roger Waters from Pink Floyd, or of course he did back in the day. He played bass for him on his last live tour, which he, in an interview, G.E. Smith was saying that Roger Waters was very particular about the way that he wanted the set to look, the stage to look, the show to go, the lights and everything, which is, you know, that's fine. That's, you know, his name behind it and legacy of Pink Floyd and everything. But Gene Smith was saying that even the colors of the guitar had to be the same. He didn't want no one having any mixed matched colors. So everything was just straight black. You know, that was the color that he chose and looked really good. But G.E. Smith, he's played with Hall & Oates, he's played with Roger Waters, he's played with The Who. I mean, this guy, he's done it all. And he's got good solo stuff, too. It's kind of like bluesy mixed with, jazz, but then rock and roll, like Rolling Stones rock and roll, you know, like the open tuning. He's just really good. Ugly as hell, but, you know, all the good musicians are ugly. So, I mean, hey, you know, look at me. You know, I'm just kidding. But, you know, some of the ugliest guitar players or ugliest musicians are the most talented people that you'll ever hear. Because, I mean, you guys remember Susan Boyle from, American Idol or The Voice or something? One of them vocal shows. Well, she was British and she sang opera. And she was really fucking good. Uglier than shit, but really good. But, I mean, it goes to show, looks aren't everything, folks. You know, I'm not saying you gotta be like Mariah Carey and sing like her and look like her and everything. No, hell no. Mariah Carey does Mariah Carey. You do you. Stay in your lane and just keep doing it. If you like singing, sing. Who cares what you look like? And, you know, that's like on, I know I'm kind of jumping all over the place, but just be proud of yourself. Be proud of your body, the shell that you're in, the skin that you're in. You know, you only get one body, and I know that sounds morbid, but you really do. You only get one life to live. So if you want to go out there and sing opera like Susan Boyle did and make it like she did, by all means, go for it, girl or boy. You know, there's good opera singers, male opera singers. What was his name? Pavarotti. He was really good, and who else? Who was the other guy? I think that was the big fat guy, Pavarotti. Great singer. Great guy. And while we're at it, so that was some of the podcasts that I listened to, and let me know what type of podcast you guys listen to. Reach me on my socials. Hey, it's social hour time, so here we go. For Twitter, it's at BROHR3. TikTok, I am at Brian Rohr 1986, and reach me over on Instagram at BROHR with some of your favorite podcasts you guys listened to, or give me some suggestions of ones to listen to, and, you know, I'll give it a shot. Why not? Podcasts are awesome because you can, there's so many different varieties out there. There's cooking, if you guys don't know how to cook. I, for one, have a very hard time cooking in the kitchen. I'm usually not allowed in the kitchen just because I'm good at baking, like desserts and all that, but making a full course meal like Thanksgiving dinner, I could, that's just, that'd be a lot for me. You know, I'd be like, here's a TV dinner. You know, you got everything. You got your green beans, your mashed potatoes and gravy, and some kind of slimy turkey, but hey, it fills the void. But no, I enjoy like grilling. We got a smoker. It is a offset smoker. So you put the wood in your charcoal bits on the side, and then it goes through this the side chamber thing, and then goes up. And it, I mean, it's got different layers to it. You can, we've smoked brisket, we've done pulled pork, we've done wings, we've done beef ribs, you know, beef spare ribs. That was really good. I mean, you can do stuff in under 10 minutes if you get it hot enough. You can smoke salmon in there, you can smoke desserts. I think we talked about this on the other podcast, but you can put anything in there. I mean, when I say like you could smoke macaroni and cheese, and I not fully cook it, but you know, cook it in the oven, and then if you want to get that like smoked flavor to it or that smoked taste, pop her in there for about 10-15 minutes, a little bit more depending on how strong you want it, but it's really good. Anything in the smoker is good. But I enjoy grilling, smoking meats. Haven't tried cheeses or anything like that, but heard that was really good too, like smoked Gouda or smoked provolone. Smoked mozzarella. Yeah, now you're talking. So sorry, I'm just pumping myself up. But no, as far as like cooking in the kitchen, my wife Brentley, that she, if she loves you, she'll let you in. I mean, that's her domain. I don't mess with it. You know, she knows what she's doing, and you know, I just don't want to get in her way. I ask for help, you know, if she needs help or anything, and most times she's got it under control, but sometimes where she lets me get in there, you know, I really appreciate those moments, and you know, I learn a lot from her, and even from watching cooking shows. I mean, just some of the stuff that people make, it's just mind blown. It's almost like how you can, I don't know, just like how engineers see like a flat piece of something, and then it's like, oh, we can make this, that, and that out of it. You know, it's kind of like cooking. You know, you're painting. I guess it's kind of like Bob Ross painting. You know, you make happy little mistakes. You know, pour in a little bit too much black pepper, or you pour too much baking soda in when it was supposed to be sugar, and you know, been there, done that. But hey, that's how we learn. Nothing blew up. No one got hurt. So just had some funky tasting cookies. But hey, you live and you learn, folks. That's what life's about, right? Okay, so we're going to do a little on this date. I do this at every show. Just something kind of cool to, you know, talk about, or just see what all kind of history happened and everything. But anyway, so on this date, 1974, police were called to a Lynyrd Skynyrd and Blue Oyster Cult show after a fight broke out between the two sound engineers. Skynyrd's roadie claimed that the sound was deliberately shut off during their set. So the way that sounds, I'm guessing that Lynyrd Skynyrd was closing and Blue Oyster Cult was opening. Either way, it's a hell of a lineup. Two great legendary bands right there. It's a shame what happened to Ronnie and everyone in the plane. And, you know, it's just one of them freak things. You know, it's like, well, what if the tables were turned? Because it was Eric Clapton who was originally supposed to take the plane, but he ended up driving, or having someone drive him to their next show. This is the story that I was told. And then Lynyrd Skynyrd took the plane. That's when the wreck happened. So just imagine if things were different and Eric Clapton was in the plane, how different Lynyrd Skynyrd would have sounded now. I mean, excuse me, they're still playing. I think Johnny Van Zant, the Van Zant brothers, there's Ronnie, Johnny, and I think, no, not Lonnie. I think there's like three brothers, maybe four brothers, but they all pretty much sing, most of them sing in Lynyrd Skynyrd, but you had one of the youngest brothers, he sang for the band called 38 Special, Hang On Loosely, that's their big song, and then, you know, Caught Up In You, they did the Revenge of the Nerds soundtrack, the song on there, but anyway, so Lynyrd Skynyrd, I mean, you got two sound engineers, and that's just bad karma there, especially if you're having a long tour with one another. I personally wouldn't mess with Lynyrd Skynyrd. I worked with a lady that back in the 1970s, maybe even the, yeah, it had been the 70s. She worked as a bartender downtown Newark at one of the hotels. I want to say it wasn't Double Point or something. It was like it's called Longaberger now. But anyway, she worked there as a bartender, and Lynyrd Skynyrd came in because they was playing at Legend Valley out there in Buckeye Lake, which was known for having the best shows back in the day. They still have shows nowadays, more like, you know, like the Hookah Fest. They had Led Zeppelin out there, like a tribute band. I think they were called Get Out the Lead. They sound really good. I mean, they'll have shows over there from time to time, but back in the day, I mean, you had the biggest artist, Ted Nugent, Metallica, you know, Bryan Adams, Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know, you had Def Leppard out there. You had all these, because it was right when MTV was breaking out. So Legend Valley out there in Buckeye Lake, I think it's like, what, 100 acres or something? I don't know. I might be making that up, but it's big as fuck. And, you know, they just had great bands out there. And but anyway, back to the story. The lady was working as a bartender. Lynyrd Skynyrd came in, and they pretty much cleaned the whole liquor bar. Like, there wasn't one drop left, she said. She's like, we might have had maybe a little bit of champagne left, but other than that, they cleaned out the whole liquor bar. So that's pretty damn impressive. Of course, you know, they might have been pissed off. Maybe this was the night that happened, and they said, you know what, let's go raise some hell. Let's go down to the, you know, the Longaberger Hotel. And hey, they sure did. I'm sure the owners were happy that everything sold out, but probably scared to death that everything sold out. Gosh, I couldn't imagine nowadays if everything sold out at your bar, how long it would take to get anything. My God, nowadays it's like you're waiting 4-6 weeks to get anything in stock at the store. It's sad, but you just, you know, there's other things going on in the world. We won't get on that topic right now, but, you know, I just thought that was pretty crazy, you know, the whole Lynyrd Skynyrd cleaning out your whole damn bar. You know, what do you tell the bar manager? Like, hey, good news, but not so good news. I'm sure they'd love it either way if they sold that much money. Plus, imagine the tips that they would have got. But hey, you had a legendary band come to your bar. And I know in Newark, there's a bunch of, correct me if I'm wrong, Newark folks, but I was told that down there at Tony's bar that it was Jerry Garcia from the Grateful Dead. It was his favorite bar to go to when they played at Legend Valley or played around Newark. So I thought that was pretty awesome. I mean, they got pictures of him in there, or at least they did. I mean, we're talking 10 plus years ago. I've stepped foot in there. But last I was in there, they had pictures of Jerry Garcia, which is pretty cool. I mean, it's cool. Just small little rinky-dink Newark, and it's got, you know, it's got famous people that came in through there. And I mean, there's been people, celebrities been cited, like Eric Clapton, Garth Brooks was known to have a place around here, and Jamie Lee Curtis, she had her kid up at Kenyon College. And I mean, a lot of famous celebrities. And oh, it was pretty cool. WWF back in the day, if you guys remember Dink and Doink the Clown, they were a tag team duo. They dressed like clowns. One was a midget, one was normal size. Sorry if that offended anyone. God, I gotta quit knocking into the microphone. But so Dink and Doink the clown, they lived in Newark, and they were really cool. Who was the other person? Nicole Sullivan. I don't know if you guys remember Nicole Sullivan. She was on Mad TV. She was the blonde-haired lady on Mad TV, but she was also on King of Queens. She played, the dog walker lady. She was always hung out with Arthur, and I don't know. She was dating a guy that was from Newark, Luke Perry, here in Fredericktown, God rest his soul, from 90210, and, you know, he always had the crazy hair, you know, he always swooped it back, and always clean cut. Oh, well. But yeah, I thought that was pretty cool about Lynyrd Skynyrd, and, you know, you just never know who's going to come into your establishment, so always be fully stocked, I guess, the moral of the story. So today's topics, just a few of them. I heard the new Eminem song. I know he's had some beef, obviously, with everybody, but I mean, Machine Gun Kelly was the last one that he had real beef with, and I mean, I wouldn't really want to go against any of them, but I don't know, Eminem, he's just so damn good with words, you know, he's a freaking wordsmith, and he's the only one that rhymed orange with something, and you know, orange and, I don't know, sporange or that's something crazy, orange or orange and glad, you know, I don't know, I'm trying, but it's hard to be good with words, but it just comes to him naturally. He's such a great artist. You know, his other, the stuff that he went through, like, you know, with Kim, that's not cool. And, you know, like talking about killing your mom, that's not cool. And, you know, your stepdad, I mean, but he was going through some emotional shit. You know, he's an artist. So that's how he was painting the picture for everyone to see what was going on. Whether it's true, I don't know, but you know what, if it is, then yeah, his whole family, other than his brother and Hallie Jade, they are fucked up. You know, and it's sad. It's sad that it came down to that, that the kids have to go through the pain that the parents are going through because, you know, they're just in the same room, or the parents are mad that, you know, they're around. You ruined my life, so I'm going to pop you pills and put it in your mashed potatoes. And you know, she did that. She really did that. It's sad. She would crush up her pain medicine and put it in his mashed potatoes, him and his brother, so they would pass out, so she could have a night for herself. And all that. And you wonder why, you know, he got addicted to drugs and his brother was on drugs. And you know, but look at Proof. I mean, I don't know if you guys know a lot about like Eminem and D12, like the group that he was in, but Proof and M were like best friends. You know, they did everything together, they worked together, obviously, but they were just really good artists together. But you know, he got addicted to pills, and it's just sad because he lost his life because of it. And but I think that's when M changed his life, because he posted on Twitter not too long ago that he's been, oh gosh, I want to say 10 to 12 years sober, which is really impressive, going through the pain that he went through. And, you know, being a famous musician, excuse me, I'm so sorry about the burps. Good thing there ain't a smello cast, because it's not too bad, it's fried chicken. But anyway, so Eminem, he really changed his life around, and he's just a great artist. Like I said, he's great with words, but the new song that he's got is with Skylar Grey, which she helped M write a bunch of songs, like a lot of the ballads, like the Rihanna songs, the just gonna stand there and watch you burn, you know, I love the way it hurts, or I like the way it hurts, whatever. She co-wrote that song, and then Monster she co-wrote, and she's done other stuff with them. Let's see, the big one was I Need a Doctor. She did the chorus for I Need a Doctor with Dr. Dre and Eminem. Great song. Again, Dr. Dre, legendary. He's the shit. I mean, from World Class Wrecking Crew all the way through Death Row, all the way through, you know, well, Ruthless Records, all the way through Death Row, and then finally getting Aftermath, his his own label up and running. Awesome. Interscope and everything. But the new Eminem song is pretty good. It's called like Alone to Myself or something. Alone to Myself. It's from the Venom soundtrack that's coming out. It's a pretty good song. I was on Spotify earlier and it just kind of came up and said, you know, new releases you might like, you know, like the Discover Weekly. You guys, if you got Spotify, do you ever listen to your Discover Weeklies? And are you like that's what we got on right now. It's been a mixture. Let's see, we've heard Black Crow. It's gone from Black Crows to Beastie Boys. Now it's on Jimmy Eat World. Like, you, what's going to be next? You know, I don't know. I don't want to look at it, ruin the surprise. But the Discover Weeklies are always cool because, you know, they turn you on to bands that you haven't ever heard and some that you haven't heard in a while. So it's really cool. I came across that on there. And, you know, Eminem, he's just, you know, he's a great artist. He didn't really like, I read an interview where he was talking about his albums and the interviewer asked him, I'm sorry, I don't know if it was Rolling Stone or it might have been online, but anyway, they had asked him, well, what's one of your albums that you dislike the most out of all that you came out with? And the one that he said that he was not happy with the most was Relapse, which was the first album that he came out with after he got sober, and I thought it was great. Every song on that album is banging. I mean, he had a clear mind, and I mean, he never skipped a beat. You know, and it was produced by Dr. Dre, of course, and guys are best friends, and a lot of other, like, producers on there. Focus was on there. DeJuan Parker was on there. DOC is on there. He's always with Dre. That's his best friend. I don't know if guys ever get a chance, and if you see any interviews with Dr. Dre, and there's a guy on there that talks like this. That's because he got his larynx crushed in a motorcycle accident. But that's DOC. That's like his main man, his writing partner, everything. But I thought all the stuff that they've done together has just been mind-blowing, you know, with him, and he's just so good. But he didn't like Relapse because he said, I fear that I did the, he had this like Jamaican accent throughout the whole thing, you know, he'd be like, oh, drop the bombs over Baghdad, you know, like that type of stuff. I thought it sounded great. Did he do it a lot? I never really realized it, but I don't know, I was just blown away that he didn't like that album. I thought that was one of the greatest albums he came out with. Now, I was trying to do top five the other day of Eminem albums, but we'll save that for another time. But yeah, just new music. You know, it's cool. It's good that it's still coming out and people are making it. Keep it coming. You know, keep the rock coming. Keep everything coming. New thing that's been coming out is Diesel Amps. So Diesel, they kind of remind me of Framus, which Framus was a German guitar amplifier company. And they marketed more towards like metal music, hardcore music. But Diesel Amps, Metallica uses them. Killswitch Engage, they use them now. I think As I Lay Dying might use them. But they're really heavy built, like real heavy sounding. Kind of like a Mesa triple rectifier, if anyone knows anything about guitar amps. Because there's so many guitar amps out there, but depends on what you're going for. Like, if you're going, my eyes, this is the way I see it. And like I said, write on Twitter or hit me up on socials what you guys think about all this, you know, because I want to know what you guys think. I like the interaction. I love getting to know you getting to know me. But some of the amps, this is the way that I interpret it. So if you're going for like a country sound, if you're going for something real clean, even bluesy, you know, with not too much grit, but really good cleans, you're going to get a Fender. Fender, their cleans blow everybody out of the water. I mean, their distortion, if you're desperate, I mean, it'll get you by. It ain't nothing that's going to melt your face or rip it off or anything like that. It's just good sounding. A little bit of grit. Grit is like distortion. Just a little bit of a bite. just makes it a little bit more interesting. So blues, Fender, boom. That's all you need. If you're playing like classic rock, light rock, even like alternative, even metal, I guess you could go with Marshall, you can go with PV. Vox, I would use for like, they're a British company. I know I'm jumping all over the place, I'm sorry, but we'll just stick to the plan. So diesel amps, there's just so many amps out there. There's Mesa, there's Marshall, there's PV, there's Vox, there's Fender, there's Saldanado, there's, what's the one, damn it, Line 6. I mean, there's just so many out there. Depends on what you're going for. But if you guys have any questions, hit me up and I'll help you out with all that. But I thought it was diesel, thought it was cool, diesel amps there, because they normally make like big amps, like head units, which are, they can be anywhere from, I know theirs is like 1200 to almost 2000 a head. But I mean, it's packed with all the tubes, everything that you need for pure sound, pure fucking face melting madness. And it just sounds really good. But they're making micro heads, which are just a small version of their head, half the price, half the wattage, but still the same power and everything. So I thought that was pretty cool. A lot of amps are getting into the more modeling and even the effects boards. Like, you can still buy single pedals, which I love that. I don't know, just having a full pedal board is the most beautiful thing you'll ever see. Using it and knowing like what to use with it and everything, what effects to use together, that comes in time. But a lot of manufacturers are doing like the multi-effect pedal board. Line 6 is doing it. Then there's, what the heck is the one? Damn it, it'll come to me. But a lot of the like multi-effects where you can have, instead of having one pedal like for chorus, you can have four pedals and one of them be chorus flange. You know, you don't have to carry around 50 pedals anymore. You just carry around your board and everything. It sounds great. I mean, you can tweak it to anything you want. You want to add more gain, you can do that. You want to add more effects, you can do that. I mean, it's very user friendly. Takes time to dial it in, but once you get it in and get everything sounding the way you want it, it's all worth it in the end. But the single effects is more easy to control, I guess, if you're not wanting it to be too wild. It just depends on all what you want, what kind of sound you're going for. You can get them with wah pedals, which make that wah, 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 like the beginning of Jimi Hendrix Voodoo Child, like the like that's a wah pedal. He's just going up and down with it. Like he's striking the strings. He's not holding them down. He's just hitting them against the strings, like with his hand over the frets. But then he's just moving his foot with the wah pedal. And yeah, Jimi Hendrix, he was legendary. If you guys don't know who he is, look him up. But you know, some people don't. I mean, people that are listening nowadays that are the younger crowd, no offense to you, but you know, a lot of people don't know who these legendary rock bands are. Or you know, if you go up on the street and ask someone, hey, do you know who like Tina Turner is, you know who Lynyrd Skynyrd is, and they're like, it sounds familiar. You know, they're just not, they just don't have the musical, I guess, taste that we did growing up. I don't know. It'll come to them. It all happens. I'm not here to down talk anyone for not listening to any type of music. I'm sorry if it comes off like that, but you know, just a lot of people are closed-minded when it comes to music. And you know, if they were just to open up just a little bit and realize there's so much more out there, yeah, I mean, it's so cool. But I mean, if you find something that you like, you know, if you just want to listen to like country the rest of your life, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I know a lot of people that don't like rock that listen to country, or they like rap but don't like you know, like dance music and all that. I mean, it just, whatever you like is what you like. That's what I'm saying. And I tell you what, one thing that I like but is hard to find is good men's clothes. Guys, do you have any trouble out there finding, not clothes that, oh, just, well, they're ugly. Men's clothes are ugly. I mean, they give us the most dullest, blandest designs, colors, and everything. Because, like, I'll be, we went out clothes shopping a week or two ago and was looking at the clothes. I'm like, man, this is a badass shirt. It was a Journey shirt. And then they had a Def Leppard shirt. And I'm like, man, these look so cool. What do you think, baby? And she was like, those are female. I'm like, son of a bitch, man. They make the coolest clothes and everything but men's. And I don't know. It's just, maybe you go to, you know, to your department stores and they just have a shitty selection. I mean, yeah, it's better than nothing, I guess, but it's like, come on, just give us some, a little bit of flair. I mean, a little, some kind of flavor. And I don't know. It's just, it's just hard to find clothes. Either that, or I'm just too damn picky, or was men are too picky. But I don't know. I like the old just plain t-shirt. You know, yeah, I like the graphic tees. Polos, I kind of don't go for anymore. I did back in the day, but just look weird in them. You know, there's some clothes you wear that you look a lot bigger in, and polos do it. Same way with flannel. I loved flannel. Flannel, it's like very comforting. It's fall. You know, flannel, bonfire, I don't know, they just go hand in hand. But flannels are, I look weird in them too. So I just stick to the graphic tees or just the plain solid color shirts and, you know, shorts, pants, all that, the nine yards and everything. And hats, I love hats, but my head's just so big. You guys have trouble finding hats. There's some people that, like my sister-in-law, she can put any hat on and looks beautiful in it. And same way with my wife, Brenly, she can wear hats really good. She likes like the big, like straw hats, you know, you wear on the beach and looks cute as hell in them. And, but, you know, I just like the, like snapbacks or the fitted hats are cool looking. Snapbacks I see are making a comeback, so that's pretty cool. People are wearing them backwards now, and I think it looks cool. It's just hard finding a hat that fits, you know, a huge ass melon head. But hey, it happens. That just means I'm very smart. That's what my mama always told me. She said, you got a big brain because you're big smart. Thank you, Mom. I love you. And I cherish that every day. I don't know. It's just hard finding some clothes. And either that or you find it and you wear it once and you're like, man, this feels good. Throw it in the washer and it shrinks. And, you know, you just get pissed off or the colors bleed or, you know, the graphic fades off. And, but they do it on purpose, you know, so that we can go out and get another shirt and, no, it's just weird to think about, like, if Adam and Eve, back in the day, if she didn't bite that apple, how we would all be, you know, walking around naked. And it could be good or bad, depends on who you're around, I guess. I don't know. That'd be, I guess you'd get used to it after a while. It'd just be, you know, it's just, I don't know. Just all depends. Pee Wee Herman would have been in a lot of trouble back in the day if Eve didn't bite that apple, you know, because if you guys don't know who Pee Wee Herman is, he did, you know, his real name's Paul Reubens, but he played Pee Wee Herman, which Pee Wee Herman's fun house. He rode the big red bicycle, you know, had the horn. You know, that's a terrible impression. I'm sorry. I sound like a cat, but, you know, he got busted for going into an X-rated movie theater and, you know, just decided to start pleasing himself, and they didn't like that. What the hell else are you supposed to do at a porn, you know, theater? Just watch it, eat some popcorn, like, oh man, I like the camera angle on that. You know, that's really good dialogue. Man, who gives a shit? You know what's gonna happen. You know, it's, and it was just, I think him and another guy in there or something, and not together, but it just, I don't know. What do you expect? It ain't right. And he served his time and everything, but I don't know. Just the whole clothes thing, you know, that's what we went to. We went to Pee Wee Herman from close, so that's the way it's going to go. All right, well, we'll go to our top five next. Again, thank you everyone for listening, and I appreciate all the listens that you guys are giving me, and spread the word. You know, this is my first episode, and I'm really enjoying it, and, you know, I want to get to know you guys more, so hit me up on my socials and everything. I'll have it posted in the show notes, so just give me a shout out or a like. I'll like you back, and, you know, we'll grow this thing together. I thank you again very much. So today's top five is just kind of was watching TV this morning, and they had a commercial with Adam West on there. And it was an older one. If you guys don't know who Adam West is, he was the original Batman, the OG of Batman, the TV series, the movies, him and Robin, you know, and Joker and that whole gang. But Adam West, he went on to play, he was the mayor of, Quahog. And, that chicken really talking back, sorry. But Adam West, he did the voice of the mayor of Quahog and Family Guy. And he passed away a couple years ago, but was watching it. And I was like, you know what? I ought to do a top five of my favorite Batmans. You guys send me your top five favorite Batmans too. We'll go particular order with this because there is a big difference between one and five. So starting number one, we'll go Adam West, the OG, number one. Number two, Michael Keaton. So Michael Keaton in Batman, the very first Batman movie that was produced. It was directed and produced by... Son of a gun, he did. Edward Scissorhands. Tim Burton. Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah. So Tim Burton directed the first Batman, which I know a lot of people probably didn't know. It was his first introduction into movies, and he always had that dark side of movies. But we'll save that for another day. But Michael Keaton, I thought he played a supreme Batman. I mean, just his whole attitude behind being Bruce Wayne, and then the interaction with the Joker, Jack Nicholson, which, you know, he, one of the greatest actors right there. One of the greatest Jokers right there. But I don't know, I like the music of it. You know, it was 80s, so I think it came out in 89, the Batman. So it had Prince on there. It had, you know, just really good music, good artists, great music, dance music, which is kind of weird for Batman soundtrack, but still awesome as hell. So we got Adam West, OG, number one. Number two, Michael Keaton. Number three, Val Kilmer. I know this is where the list kind of gets blah, you know, because number three is Val Kilmer, four is George Clooney, and five is Mr. Sounds like he's like taking a shit, Christian Bale. I didn't understand the whole voice thing. Why did you have to do this? Why'd you have to talk like that? That's not how Batman talks. You sound like, you know, an idiot. Batman would never talk like that. First off, he probably wouldn't talk to you. He would just use his utility belt and fucking snap you with something or shoot you with something. And, you know, he had his own ways of doing things, but just the whole voice thing, I never understood. And because you never heard Michael Keaton or even George Clooney talking like that. Val Kilmer, he's a great actor too. But I don't know, just the whole Batman series, it really hit home. And, you know, it's just a great, they had great actors. I mean, even the villains in there. I mean, we're talking, so Mr. Freeze, you had Poison Ivy in some of them. You had the Riddler. You know, Jim Carrey, what a great role he played there. So you had Mr. Freeze, which was Arnold. You had the Penguin, which is Danny DeVito. You had Poison Ivy, Uma Thurman. Who was else? You had, Tommy Lee Jones was Two-Face. You guys remember him? I said Poison Ivy, Uma Thurman. Batwoman was Michelle Pfeiffer, which she did really good job too. And, you know, Robin, Chris O'Donnell, and the Joker, you know, Jack Nicholson. I keep talking about the damn golfer. Jack Nicholson. Creepy motherfucker. Great actor. But I don't know, just his grin. He's awesome. He's so awesome. Covered a lot of roles. But, yeah, they just made movies good back in the day. I know they're coming out with a new Batman in 2022, I'm guessing. It's going to have that one guy that played in Twilight, and what's his name, Edward or something. He played the British guy. Well, he's going to be playing Bruce Wayne, which it'll be cool to see, you know, his take on it and see what his side of the story was. And I don't know, it was cool, like, I liked how they did that even with the Joker movies, like the one with Heath Ledger and then the one with Joaquin Phoenix. Oh, you talk about a great movie there. Joker with Joaquin Phoenix. Boy, he really lives up to the role. And, you know, Heath Ledger said the same thing too. Rest in peace, buddy. But he said the same thing. He just got too much into the role as the Joker, that he really thought he was the Joker, and it's just so sad that your life can spiral just like that. And there was probably other stuff going on too, maybe depression or something. Because Jim Carrey, he came out and said it was during Man on the Moon, but he was portraying Andy Kaufman, which is like a comedian guy, but he really thought he was Andy Kaufman, and you know, answered as Andy Kaufman. He didn't answer as Jim, and I don't know, it just really took over him, and just scary, you know, you get into this mindset and it just takes you over, and just gotta be aware of your surroundings. That's it. But I mean, great artists, great movies that came out. And but let me know your guys' top five. Can be favorite Batmans, could be Jokers, could be, you know, give me your top five anything. Hell, I don't carry a top five toothpaste. But that was my top five for today, and we're going to end the show with a little did you know. So, did you know that more than, this is mind-blowing, did you know that more than 200 varieties of watermelon are grown here in the United States? 200 different types of watermelon, folks. I only know of seeded and seedless. So there's 198 more out there. If you know of any more, let me know, because I'd love to try. And watermelon's so good. Your body's made out of 90% water. That might be a little far-fetched, but I know it's a shitload of water that's in our bodies. So watermelon is just good. It's good in the summer. Not so much in the fall and how, but I mean, you can still find them. But the best one to look for is a little, I'll give you guys a little tip when it comes to looking for watermelons. If you want to find the sweetest watermelon that you'll ever eat. So when you're at the grocery store and you're rummaging through the boxes of watermelons, look for the watermelon that has the biggest white circle on the bottom of it. That means if you see a big white circle and a lot of like stringy, they look like vines on it, that's going to be one of the most sweetest watermelons you eat, because it's been pollinated. The white means it's been pollinated by insects like bees, so it's going to be extra sweet. And the vines just mean that it was, you know, properly taken care of everything. But the big white spots, what you're looking for the most, the bigger the white spot, the sweeter it is. So that's my little double DIY for you, or did you know? That's going to take a while to get used to, but the... 200 different varieties of watermelon. Who would have thunk? Yeah, true. Just water, you know, just seeded and seedless. That's all I know. But, hey, let me know if you guys know of any more. And I think that'll wrap it up for today. What do we got playing on here right now? We got, good old The Rooster, Alice in Chains. Rest in peace, Lane. Guy... the whole band was great. I mean, out of the whole Seattle grunge scene, it's so weird that Pearl Jam's the only one left. No offense if you guys like Pearl Jam. they don't really tickle my fancy. They got a few good songs, but other than that, I could take them or leave them. It's just, eh. But to know that they're the last grunge band that's standing, you know, outside of Stone Temple Pilots, Alice in Chains, Nirvana, Soundgarden, and, of course, Pearl Jam. You know, but they're, it's cool that they're still keeping it going. But, yeah, just miss Lane and him and Jerry Cantrell. They just have great harmonies together, and they worked real well together. Yeah, they had their demons, but every band has that. I'll be honest with you. Every band has its toxic, and then every band has its, you know, non-toxic. But you just find a way to make it work. Write great music that will live and last to the end of time and beyond. You know, I bet the aliens will be listening to The Rooster or Man in the Box. And what was the other one that I used to listen to? I think it was, I hate putting myself on the spot. it was Alice in Chains song. I'll get back to it later. But anyway, great band. You know, God rest the soul. It was drugs. You know, it was the fucking, I think it was pills or cocaine or something. Same thing with Scott Weiland from Stone Temple Pilots. His doctor told him, if you are over the age of 45, to not drink any Red Bulls because it speeds up your heart. Because once you get older, you know, your body can't get used to the same stuff that it did before. So he says, well, fuck, I don't drink Red Bull. I do, you know, cocaine. So I'll just keep doing that. Rest in peace, buddy. I'm so sorry that you lived like that. So sad that, you know, people's lives get wrapped around that. And like how we talked earlier about Eminem and his family. And just so sad. So sad that people think that's okay. But then it's all how they were raised. So I don't know. Just find a way to get through it. That's all we can do, folks. And I appreciate you getting through this episode 4. Again, thank you very much for listening, and happy International Podcast Day to everyone out there that's doing this or listening to your favorite pod. And give the author some love today. Let them know how much you appreciate what they're doing and how much you enjoy listening to them. And, you know, or if you don't, you know, say you suck, get off the air, you know, go back to your 9-to-5 and... You know, this is the land of opportunity, so you can try anything you want. Don't let no one shut you down, okay? That's my word of advice for today. Don't let no one shut you down. Don't let the man get you down, folks. All right, this is Brian Rohr signing off. Thank you guys again. I love you all, and I will talk to you tomorrow. All right, thank you.